You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace.
Hello, I'm Dr. Neeru Bakshi, your guest host for the week. Welcome to Radio Headspace and to Thursday. This week is about creating a sense of belonging and safety in our bodies. And that body, my friends, needs to be nourished. So let's say it together. Food is not bad. If you listened to yesterday's episode, you know that there's a lot of information out there at the moment, and this information, or the people around us, our culture, our parents, they've created a situation in which people have a really negative relationship with food. And again, today, in 5 minutes, I want to try to nudge you in the right direction. I'm not here to tell you what you should or shouldn't eat. That is an incredibly delicate and personal conversation. But I do think it's possible to improve our relationship with food, or at least start the process. Let's get into it. I think our unhealthy relationship with food starts when we're kids. We're listening to the adults in our lives about what we should eat or what we shouldn't eat. And this is a really important part of what parents do. But where this can become a problem is when the rules we have for our children are too rigid. And the ways that we can see that perhaps they're too rigid is the way that we talk about food. Do we label food as being good or bad? Do we restrict certain foods that we think are unhealthy? And while that's important, we also know that our bodies need fat and carbohydrates and sugar as the fundamental building blocks for our development. So if we have rigid rules about restricting certain categories of food, then we've got to be thinking about, are we truly doing what's best for our child? Or are we setting them up for overindulging because something is forbidden. When we're navigating the way that we want to think about food, we have to look at the way that our society talks about food. And what we know is so highly prevalent right now is diet culture. And there's this belief that if we eliminate certain food groups, if we eliminate certain types of food, then we are going to achieve the kind of body that we really want to achieve. But the thing about diets that we've seen in the research is that they are designed to fail. And the reason that they're designed to fail is because they ask us to rob ourselves and our bodies of vital nutrients that we need as the basic building blocks. Something I often say to patients when they're saying that they're on a low-fat diet is I provide them with education. Our nerve cells in our brain have tails on them that are wrapped in sheaths of fat. And if those sheaths of fat didn't exist, then our brain would not be able to have the cells communicating with each other. And ultimately, our brain wouldn't work. So these restrictive diets are robbing you of those building blocks and ultimately then not sustainable. So then we end up feeling bad about ourselves that we, you know, lacked the willpower, that we lacked enough moral and mental fortitude to just stick with the diet so that we could lose the weight. But ultimately, what we're doing is creating an imbalance which we can't sustain. So then, how do we actually create a healthier relationship with food? And I think the first way that we do this is by defining what actually works for us as opposed to what we think is supposed to work for us. And this comes back to that idea of who we are as unique individuals in the context of our culture, our geography, our ethnicity, the build of our body. And what is it that our body and our brain actually need? We as individuals are not one size fits all. We are uniquely ourselves. That's all that I've got for you today. Thanks for listening. I'll see you back here really soon.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.